Surah Al-Isra, verses 101 to 110.
Alayhi salam, despite being shown clear miracles and great signs. The next passage will give you an idea of why there are similarities between them. Anyway, we go to the ayah 101. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa laqad atayna Musa tis'a ayatin bayyinat. And we certainly gave Musa alayhi salam 9 manifest signs. Tis'a ayatin bayyinat. When he came to the children of Israel, Bani Israel. And these have been mentioned in Surah A'raf. What are the signs, the 9 signs? We already discussed them in Surah Al-A'raf. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Fas'al Bani Israel. So inquire from the children of Israel if you wish. So he was given 9 great signs. And since Musa alayhi salam was sent to Fir'aun too, he was sent to the Bani Israel, he was also sent to Fir'aun. And the 9 signs were shown when Fir'aun and his people refused to believe. So Musa alayhi salam reminded Fir'aun about the signs and warned him of more grave consequences through these signs shown to Fir'aun. فَقَالَ لَهُ فِرْعَوْنُ. But Fir'aun said to Musa, إِنِّي لَأَظُنُّكَ يَا مُوسَى مَسْحُورًا. O Musa, I really feel that a spell has been cast upon you. Mashur, you are bewitched, and your sanity is affected. قَالَ لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ مَا أَنزَلَ هَؤُلَاء. So Musa alayhi salam said to him, لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ, you know very well, though you may never openly admit it, مَا أَنزَلَ هَؤُلَاءِ إِلَّا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بَصَائِرِ. None but the Lord of the heavens and the earth has sent down these signs, and they are basair, they are eye-opening evidences. وَإِنِّي لَأَظُنُّكَ يَا فِرْعَوْنُ مَثْبُورًا. And O Fir'aun, I really feel that you are soon to be ruined due to your indifference to the signs shown to you. So as in the entire surah we have been seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam struggle with the polytheists of Makkah, the signs that they wanted. We see the same type of situation with Musa alayhi salam in Fir'aun. فَأَرَادَ أَن يَسْتَفِزَّهُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. Ayah 103. And despite Musa alayhi salam's request, Fir'aun would not release the children of Israel from bondage. But at a later stage, he began having a fear of them becoming strong and mighty through the influence of Musa alayhi salam. And so Fir'aun, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, أَرَادَ أَن يَسْتَفِزَّهُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. So Fir'aun resolved to unsettle them from the land and put them into exile. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُ. But before he accomplished his goal, أَغْرَقْنَاهُ, we drowned him. وَمَن مَعَهُ جَمِيعًا, we drowned him along with all those who were with him. وَقُلْنَا مِن بَعْدِهِ. And after drowning Fir'aun and his armies, we instructed the Israelites, وَقُلْنَا مِن بَعْدِهِ لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ أُسْكُنُوا الْأَرْضِ, now reside in the land from which he sought to banish you from and assume ownership of it. Now you are the masters of Egypt as well. But your ownership of it is restricted to the life of this world. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ. Then when the promised time of the hereafter comes, جِئْنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا, we shall assemble all of you together on the plains of resurrection as subjects and subordinates, having no ownership of anything. Now we go back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ayah 105. And just as we gave Musa alayhi salam miracles, so too have we given you miracles, and the most prominent of them is the Quran. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَبِالْحَقِّ أَنزَلْنَاهُ وَبِالْحَقِّ نَزَلْ. And we reveal the Quran with truth, and with truth has it descended to you. This means it has reached you exactly as it was sent, without alterations, amendments, or changes. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا. And just as we appointed Musa alayhi salam as a prophet, and Hidayah was not within his control, so too مَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ We have sent you only as a conveyor of glad tidings, مُبَشِّر You have come to give glad tidings to those who believe, and نَذِيرًا And a warner to the disbelievers. You are only there to warn and to convey glad tidings, so do not be consumed with grief over their refusal to believe. Ayah 106, وَقُرْآنًا فَرَقْنَاهُ لِتَقْرَأَهُ عَلَى النَّاسِ عَلَى مُكْثٍ And just as the Quran has been revealed with truth and received with truth, we have taken other aspects about it into consideration, so that deriving guidance from it becomes easier. So, the Quran, فَرَقْنَاهُ We have separated it into verses. لِتَقْرَأَهُ عَلَى النَّاسِ عَلَى مُكْثٍ So that you may recite it to the people steadily, and so that they may grasp its message, because prolonged and uninterrupted speech is difficult to retain. Allah has made ayat of the Quran, broken it up. And وَنَزَّلْنَاهُ تَنْزِيلًا And likewise, we revealed it with gradual revelation as events unfolded, so that events and the corresponding revelation of Quranic verses would make its meaning and message more distinct. قُلْ آمِنُوا بِهِ أَوْ لَا تُؤْمِنُوا Ayah 107 With all the additional considerations, they ought to have believed in it, but they refused to believe. So, do not be bothered about them and openly say to them, قُلْ Say to them, آمِنُوا بِهِ أَوْ لَا تُؤْمِنُوا Believe in it or believe not in it. It is inconsequential to me for two reasons. Firstly, your refusal to believe does not harm me in any way. Secondly, if you have chosen not to believe, there are others who have believed. Consequently, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ Those who have been endowed with knowledge of religion before its revelation, before the coming of the Qur'an. Who are those people? This refers to the just and upright scholars of the people of the book. Who are they? إِذَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ يَخِرُّونَ لِلْأَذْقَانِ سُجَّدًا When the Qur'an is recited to them, they fall down on their faces in prostration, and there is the ayat of sajda. But the sajda actually is ayah 109. That's where we have to make the sajda. وَيَقُولُونَ And these people of the past, people of the book who have knowledge, when the Qur'an is recited to them, they fall down in sujood. وَيَقُولُونَ And they exclaim, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّنَا Glory be to our Lord. He is above breaking his promises. What promises are they referring to? They say, إِن كَانَ وَعْدُ رَبِّنَا لَمَفْعُولًا The promise of our Lord is sure to be fulfilled. Consequently, He has fulfilled the prediction that is recorded in our books about the revelation of a final book on a final prophet. Scholars of the Ahlul Kitab knew that another Nabi is coming with another book. So they said, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّنَا إِن كَانَ وَعْدُ رَبِّنَا لَمَفْعُولًا وَيَخِرُّونَ لِلْأَذْقَانِ And when they fall upon their faces, in sujood, يَبْكُونَ They fall whilst weeping. وَيَزِيدُهُمْ خُشُوعًا And listening to the Qur'an only increases them in humility. Come to the last passage of this surah. It's a conclusion. Just as the surah began with glorifying Allah, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى It concludes with exalting Him and praising Him. And Tawheed also features prominently in the last verse. Now there are three reasons why this passage was revealed. Very quickly, number one, the polytheist overheard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying in his dua, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman. So they criticize him for calling on dual gods. They say he's calling Allah and he's calling Rahman, whilst he forbade them from the same. The response to this appears in the first ayah of this passage. Second reason why this was revealed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite the Quran aloud in his salah. Upon hearing his recital, the disbelievers would utter insults and abuse against Allah, against Jibreel alayhi salam, and against the Quran. Therefore, he was restrained from a very loud recitation. And number three, the Jews and Christians attributed children to Allah, and so were the pagan Arabs guilty of perpetrating shirk. As for the Zoroastrians, fire worshippers, they felt that one God all alone, without any associates, portrayed a very weak God. So tell them, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, قُلِ ادْعُوا اللَّهَ أَوِدْعُوا الرَّحْمَانِ Tell them, whether you call upon Allah by saying Allah, or you call upon Him by saying Ar-Rahman, it is perfectly in order. Why? Because أَيَّمَّا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى Because to him belong the finest of names. فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى and his multiple names do not denote multiple entities. Had the names denoted multiple entities, that would have been shirk. So whether you say Allah or Rahman or any other name, you are calling one Allah. وَلَا تَجْهَرْ بِصَلَاتِكَ. And in your audible salah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, do not recite in too loud a voice, thereby providing the polytheist an opportunity to respond negatively and disrupt your salah. وَلَا تُخَافِتْ بِهَا. Nor in such a hushed tone. Don't read in such a soft tone, which makes it difficult for the musalli to hear you. وَابْتَغِي بَيْنَ ذَٰلِكَ سَبِيلًا. But strike a balance between these two extremes. وَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا. And in open refutation of what the disbelievers and polytheists believe, say, Alhamdulillah, praise is due only to Allah, الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا, who has never begotten a son. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ, who has no partner in his kingdom. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِنَ الذُّلْ, and who never has anyone to aid him in a state of weakness. وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا, and magnify him with utter exaltation. So this is the brief meaning of this passage of the Surah Bani Israel. Let us do the tilawah, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد آتينا موسى تسع آيات بينات فاسأل بني إسرائيل إذ جاءهم فقال له فرعون إني لأظنك يا موسى مسحورا قال لقد علمت ما أنزل هؤلاء إلا رب السماوات والأرض بصائر وإني لأظنك يا فرعون مثبورا فأراد أن يستفزهم من الأرض فأغرقناه ومن معه جميعا وقلنا من بعده لبني إسرائيل اسكنوا الأرض فإذا جاء وعد الآخرة جئنا بكم لفيفا وبالحق أنزلناه وبالحق نزل وما أرسلناك إلا مبشرا ونذيرا وقرآنا فرقناه لتقرأه على الناس على مكث ونزلناه تنزيلا قل آمنوا به أو لا تؤمنوا إن الذين أوتوا العلم من قبله إذا يتلى عليهم يخرون للأذقان سجدا ويقولون سبحان ربنا إن كان وعد ربنا لمفعولا ويخرون للأذقان يبكون ويزيدهم خشوعا قل ادعوا الله أو ادعوا الرحمن أيما تدعوا فله الأسماء الحسنى ولا تجهر بصلاتك ولا تخافت بها وابتغ بين ذلك سبيلا وقل الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا.
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.